More than 30 health groups are joining forces to urge the federal government to tackle Australia's obesity problem. The Obesity Policy Coalition warns that without a coordinated campaign, the current generation of Australian children will die younger than their parents. The coalition is calling for restrictions on junk food advertising, a national active transport strategy, and the establishment of a national obesity task force. Samantha Donovan has our report.
Organisations like the Heart Foundation and the Cancer Council are joining leading universities and consumer health groups to launch the Tipping the Scales action plan. Jane Martin is with the Obesity Policy Coalition.
We have a really urgent and serious health problem with 63% of adults and 27% of children above a healthy weight. And why wouldn't we do everything that we can to ensure that our children are making healthier choices and that they're the easier choices for them?
The action plan calls for a 20% health levy on sugary drinks, making the Food Health Star rating system mandatory by mid-2019, and the development of national diet, physical activity and weight guidelines. Jane Martin says other public health campaigns, like the anti-smoking push, have proven a number of tactics need to be used at the same time.
Education is important if it's sustained and effective. We need guidelines around healthy weight that are updated at a regular intervals. We need to really focus on protecting children because that's what's driving demand for unhealthy food, particularly setting up poor habits in children. But we really need to make a start, and we're very keen to work with government to start doing this. This is a problem that's so prevalent in our society. It's more normal to be above a healthy weight, and with, you know, one in four children in this category as well, we want to protect them, and we don't want to see these kids dying at a younger age than their parents, which is how it's looking at the moment.
The soft drink industry has again hit back at the push for a tax on sugary drinks. The Australian Beverages Council says a tax would only hit the household shopping bill. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has told Channel 9 he too opposes a tax.
You know, we've got enough taxes. There are enough imposts on us all when we go to the supermarket, when we go shopping. The other thing is too, where do you draw the line? It's a lot of sugar in a bottle of orange juice. So you're saying you're going to put a tax on that?
Mr Turnbull favours broader policies to tackle obesity.
You are better off focusing on the health message to get that across so that people are more aware of what they're eating and the consequences of what they're eating. Labelling is very important, but also exercise, you know, get up and walk.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, also opposes a tax on sugary drinks.
I don't believe that another tax is going to be what Australians need or want at this stage. I do think, however, we need to encourage our kids to exercise. We need to make sure they're not getting, you know, the wrong sort of advertising, especially at times kids are watching TV and on the internet. But it's not a simple problem. But I know the parents are pulling their hair out, but I don't think a new tax is going to be the answer, not at all.
That's the Federal Labor leader Bill Shorten, ending Samantha Donovan's report.